to washing machine lid number 6, I think. Yeah. Oh my god, it's so long. Because I'm currently filming this like in the morning when like the trains are working, so if you hear like the sound of the trains, like, don't be alarmed. It's a train. And also I'm really sorry that you have to like hear that. But yeah, today it's been a while since like I posted anything, and yeah, that's kind of because I've been a bit busy with kind of like adjusting to life here, and I've also had a bit of like programs going on. But school starts in 2 days. Yeah, for today, you know, there's like a little talk on like the little post office thing, and then I have like a trial practice thing. Okay, this is really... Okay, you know what? Fuck it, I'm just gonna get to like the main point of today. So, let's talk self-care. Yes, self-care. Like last night, it was like doing a lot of thinking or like reflecting, and I wanted to record last night, but then I got too tired and I kind of fell asleep while recording, and I was just like, never mind. So I woke up this morning, it was just like, phone storage is full, and I was just like, fuck my life, okay, and I had to delete the whole thing, and I was just like, okay, cool, now time to like, restart, yeehaw. Okay, yes. Okay, so, before like, coming to Japan, like, I kind of panicked a lot. Yeah, about like, you know, what my school life was gonna be like, what friendships at the dorm was gonna be like, and then like there was like a huge ass hoo-ha where like I did like the little fortune telling, and it basically gave me like kind of like nonsense readings, and I was just like, some bad news. But you know, it's coming to 1 month since I started like living here, and even though like most of the days were a bit boring when I was just like staying in my dorm and like not really doing anything because, you know, I didn't know what to do. I started to kind of like take comfort in going out myself, you know, going out and doing things by myself, like even though there's like a ton of people with like, you know, people to like enjoy the day with like around me, but like I kind of just decided to be like, okay, screw it, and I just went out all by myself. Which was a bit terrifying at first, you know, because it's like, oh, what's like this, what's this girl doing who doesn't speak like a bit, who only knows how to say she doesn't understand Japanese in Japanese. I can say like really basic things, you know, like super basic things that don't actually really help in like the long run, you know, and she's like exploring all these touristy places all by herself, and she's like surrounded by like couples and families, but and she's all alone, like, you know, like what's up there. And I was like kind of, okay, not kind of, but like really like scared at first, because like there's something about going out alone that kind of like paints this picture of like someone who like doesn't have any friends, and like, and that it's like kind of sad for you to be out and about alone, especially like in crowded places, you know. But I don't know, like after a while I just realized that honestly no one really gives a shit as to whether I'm alone or not, you know, and I started taking comfort in going out alone. Yeah, so whether it was like to Harajuku and like just like shopping for the entire day, which I did, woo, fun. Going to like cafe event alone, like going karaoke alone, going to the aquarium and the planetarium alone, like I did so many things alone, and it was just kind of nice, you know, to not be thinking about anyone else and like what they thought, or having to like, you know, compromise like what I wanted to do for the sake of another person. And here, like, it was just really nice to be like exploring like a completely new place all by yourself, even if it meant that like there would be some days where I just didn't know what the fuck I was doing, or like I didn't know where to go, and I would just like walk to like any random place and be like, okay, that sounds fun, you know, like this looks fun, let's just go. Like, yeah, kind of. And I'm kind of glad, like, before, I mean, like, you know, back at home, like, I would also like do things on my own, like, I would go for like karaoke, or go shopping alone and everything, but usually I get very self-conscious when I do these things alone, because while I am comfortable with it, I'm like, there's always gonna be like a nagging feeling in the back of my head that says like, you shouldn't be doing this alone, you should have someone with you. And if like I was in a place where like everyone else was with someone else, I would think that, oh god, like, am I being judged for like being alone here, you know, like, how sad do I look right now to be alone in this place, you know? And yeah, like, it just so fucking sucked. And usually when I go out, there's always gonna be people, because I couldn't just like freely like leave my house whenever I wanted to. Like, it's like, you know, like, when I have to go out, I just tell my mom, okay, I'm going out, and she'll be like, okay, who are you going with, where are you going, why are you going, what time are you be back, you know, and basically like go through like every single question ever before I can go out. You know, I can't just say that I just want to go out, you know, like, which is what I've been doing for like the past few weeks. Like, I've just been going out because I want to go out. Yeah. So, you know, like, making plans with people, like, that was like a huge thing back at home, but now I've just like kind of taken comfort in going to places alone. That doesn't mean that I haven't like made any friends. Like, currently in my dorm, I would say that like I do have like a few friends, and I somehow got like coerced into joining the soccer team for our dorm. And very, very weird, actually. Okay, the thing is that I hate sports, you know? But a couple of girls, like, asked me whether I wanted to, like, play basketball with them. And, like, and I was thinking, like, you know what? I haven't played basketball in a long time, like, might as well. So I went, and god damn it, I really forgot how much I hated sports. Like, like, sports, what the fuck? But I mean, I did have fun, you know, I really did. And then, like, after basketball, we had dinner together, and then one of the girls was like, oh, do you know that, like, there's actually going to be, a soccer competition, or, like, a football competition, and, like, amongst the dorms, and I was just like, oh, okay, that's cool. And they were just like, join, and I was like, no. Like, I don't want to fucking join soccer. Okay, the way I play soccer, or like every time I play soccer, like, you know how you have to run with like the ball? Yeah, I fall. I trip on the ball and fall. Like, that's what happens like almost every single time when I play soccer. So I'm just like no thanks. But you know, I ended up like being on the team, but thankfully only as like a soccer mom. And not like an actual player. I did say that like I would sub in for like the goalie if needed, but like honestly, I think I'll just stick to like being a soccer mom. Yeah, but I don't know, I think I'm kind of glad that I've made friends in, or like I've, or rather that like I've a strong enough friendship with like the people in my dorm for them to like ask me out on for like these things. And I'm really grateful that they are really understanding and patient with me, and like they would help me with my shitty Japanese. Yeah, and like they take really good care of me, and I'm really grateful for that. One of them actually asked me out like a couple weeks back, and we went for pancakes together, and then we went to like the Sky Tree. Yeah, so that was like really, really fun, and I'm really grateful that, you know, like she asked to hang out with me. And yeah, Everyone's really, really nice. As for school, I mean, school hasn't actually started, but I've already made like a couple of friends from my class. We have like a welcome party thing at sometime this week, and you know, I'll be able to meet like the rest of my classmates there, which will be super fun, I suppose. Oh, and there was this guy who when we went for the orientation, like this guy asked where I was from, and I told him Singapore, and then he was just like, oh yeah, I came back from Shanghai the other day. And I was just like, sorry, what? Like, what's the correlation? Is it because like I'm Chinese and like China Chinese? Is it like what are you thinking? And it turns out he thought that Singapore was in China, which is not, by the way, in case you thought that. Yeah. No, Singapore is a country all by its own. Yeah. Yeah, so that was fun. But I've been like looking at, you know, clubs in my school. I'm thinking about joining Kyogen, and there's like this dance club, and you know, as much as I hate dancing, like this group, this like club was like saying that like, oh, we don't dance like professionally, but rather we dance like for the joy of dancing. And I don't know, when I watched their performances, they were having like so much fun, and it reminded me of like what I wanted like performing to be like, which is just like wholesome and harmless fun, you know. So there's like a trial practice which I'm gonna go for, and yeah, like that would be fun. Oh yeah, I'm like actually stitching something right now, so like my attention is like divided. So I'm joining that. There's apparently like a musical theatre club which I really want to join, because I've never tried musical theatre before. Not as if like I can sing, but well, I mean, I did go for karaoke alone. But I don't know, I think it'd be fun, you know, musical theatre is something I never tried, and being able to learn and all that stuff. Yeah. There was also a debate which I thought about going, but then I was thinking about like how bad I am at debate. So never mind. Never mind. Yeah, so I already made friends. He went to Yokohama the other day, and then like we took the little first trip, the Puri Fuka. I don't remember. Wait, I'm gonna Google it. Oh, Puri Fuka. Yeah. Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, it was kind of fun, and they really like fucked up our faces because like they really enlarged your eyes. And I was like, okay. Like, cool. Thanks. But yeah, I'm like settling really well, and then I went to register for my classes and everything, and I am really excited to start school again. And you know, the next thing I know, I'm gonna be complaining about like the stress that I get from like schoolwork, and this is probably gonna be like self-induced. Yeah, so you know, when like I think about like the past month that I've been here, or like rather like the past like 23 days that I've been here, as for like, you know, it's like a lot of work to be living independently, you know, but I'm lucky that like my dorm actually provides meals, like breakfast and dinner, like every day except Sundays and holidays. But like having to do like your own laundry, and you know, like changing your sheets, cleaning up your place, and like just making sure that everything is like neat and tidy for yourself is like really important. And while like, you know, like there's the tendency to kind of just like say like screw everything, I'm not gonna do it because like today I'm really busy and all that kind of stuff, like kind of accumulates and stuff. Like of course there's like a lot of pressure in living alone and like having to like maintain, but if like, you know, you kind of like find the joy in like living in like a clean place, like you'll be more motivated to do it rather than like, you know, like forcing yourself to do it. Yeah. And I guess like for my mentality right now, like it really has come to my attention that like the Japanese really don't give a shit that you're alone. Like eating alone is like a very common thing, you know, like going to places alone is like common and all that. Like some of my dorm mates, like I asked them like, have they ever gone for karaoke alone, and they were just like, yeah, I have. It's just a bit, it can be a bit lonely after a while, but you know, like it's like, overall still quite a good experience. And like at this point, like really no one cares whether you're alone or not, and you know, it's just important to know that, you know, you're having fun. Sometimes I wish like I didn't overthink so much, so that like I could like properly like enjoy my time right now, but oh well. At least like overthinking about like the worst case scenario makes like the reality like even better. It's just like, look, none of these things came true. Yeah, I've got like majority of my life together here. Yeah, like everything's like going like pretty great. I guess one thing I do have to work on is like talking to my friends more. Like I guess like I've just been like too swamped with like everything and like overwhelmed that like I haven't had much time to like really talk to my friends like the past couple of days. So I'm gonna have to do that. Yeah, and I actually have like a karaoke buddy in Singapore. You know, and I like, would go like all the time. We went so many times last year and like before I left. And the other day she went by herself to try and overcome her social anxiety, and she did, and I was so proud of her. Like, and you know, I'm glad that she is happy, you know. She's happy with herself and she started to take pride in like what she does. And, you know, stop being so self-conscious. So yeah, like of course it's difficult to like, you know, discard judgment and like, you know, your own insecurity, but I'm hoping like, you know, maybe hopefully like you guys would be able to do it someday. Yeah. Okay, I think that's gonna be all for me. I hope you have a good day wherever you are, or good night if you're listening to this to fall asleep, and that's the train again. Thank God I'm out most of the time so you don't have to hear it. joking. Anyway, yeah, I hope you guys have a good day ahead of you, or a good night's sleep, and I'll see you next time. Bye!